little bit of sunshine and 26 degrees. Got to do what we do every morning, every Monday morning. Have to check in with Jason, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, one of our newer segments. Jason on the phone with me. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing well, but here's the thing. I got a problem with springtime allergies. I can't stand any kind of mold. It makes me crazy. And then I sound like Daffy Duck, and I'm thinking, you know what? If there's one guy that could probably help clean things up and get all the mold taken care of, it's probably Jason at 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. You can help with that, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, mold is one of those things where, you know, you don't have to see it in order for it to be there.
Right.
Or you can see it. You know, it just all depends. You know, it could be hidden inside your walls, and you can't see through walls. So, it's one of those things. We've got some tools that we can use to help us detect it if it's behind your walls. And obviously, I know what I'm looking for. So if there's anything visible, I can see it.
Right. Well, okay, on that note, bring us up to date on Spore, too, because I think this is one of the most unique, creative, great stories. Tell me about Spore and 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE.
Yeah, so I just got off the phone with my trainer last night, and we were talking about how his progress is going and you know, when he'd be able to come back home and all that stuff. So we're shooting for, I'm hoping, right around the 13th of April.
Okay.
It's been set back a little bit just because this trainer takes a lot of pride in what he does, and he doesn't want to give me back a product, so to speak, that isn't 110% ready to go.
So for people, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, for people that don't know, Spore is a mold-detecting dog that you can bring into people's homes, and, you know, if there's any kind of mold problems, he's going to be able to sniff that out, right?
Absolutely. He's going to be trained on 16 different types of mold, and he'll be able to sniff it if he can see it. If he can't see it, it doesn't matter. If it's in that house, he'll be able to tell us that there's something here on this wall, and you need to do some investigative work to figure out what it is. But I'm trained on 16 different types of mold, and I smell one of those 16 in this site right here.
Right. Man, that is incredible. And again, this time of year, I would imagine you guys are really, really busy just getting things cleaned up in various ways, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the ground's starting to thaw out a little bit, especially after this last weekend. Super nice out. So if you don't go down in your basement very often, you might want to just go and check and see if anything's backed up through your drain pipes in your utility room and whatnot. So it can happen. And it can happen if it's an old house. It can happen if it's a new house. It doesn't make a difference.
You know, I got to get you here and get you in studio. We need to spend like a couple hours talking about 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. Jason, if people want to know more, if they've got a cleanup project and they need to ask you questions, what is your phone number?
So they can call my cell phone, which is 701-840-3336. They can call my office line, 701-670-2022. And they can also go to the website, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE.com/North-Dakota.
Jason, I appreciate our chat each and every Monday. Have a great week, my friend. We'll talk next Monday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And one last thing, we are available 24/7, so don't forget that.
All right. Sounds good, my friend. Talk on Monday. That is Jason from 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE, and we chat with him each and every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel, you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April, and you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. Oh, and I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie.
Partly cloudy Monday going on here. 23 degrees. Wintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. Man is dead after the pickup he was driving went into the Mississippi River near Bemidji Friday afternoon. Beltrami County Sheriff Jason Riggs said the pickup went off the road and drove through a yard before going into the river around 4:45 p.m. Bystanders tried to get the man out of the vehicle, but they were unable before the pickup sank. Lakes Area Dive Team recovered the man's body around 6:30 p.m. His name has not been released until family is notified. Sheriff's Department is investigating why the pickup went off the road. KBMW News brought to you by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8255.